请我们翻到启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
启示录第三章第七节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 7.
你要写信给腓拉帖菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not.But lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我也要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
让我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let's pray again.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天早晨你在召聚你的儿女，在你的脚前。
Lord, once again, we thank you for gathering your children before your feet this morning.
这是你复活的日子，主，我们应当在其中欢喜快乐。
Lord, this is the day of the resurrection. Lord, we rejoice and be happy in it.
我们喜乐，因为你从死里复活。
We rejoice because you're resurrected from the dead.
等一等，我们要来到你饼杯的面前。
And in just a while, we will come before your bread and the cup.
但主啊，我们现在求你用你的话先来供应我们。
But Lord, now we pray that you will supply us with your word.
你知道教会所需要的是什么。
Lord, you know what the church needs.
但愿主今天早晨的我们众人都能听见你对我们说话。
May every one of us hear what you have to say to us this morning.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray this in Jesus.
Amen. 今天早晨我们有两堂的聚会。
We have two sessions this morning.
主如果愿意，我们要一同来看一段的圣经。
And if the Lord is willing, we will look at one section of the passage.
这就是刚才我们所读的一段的圣经。
That is the one that we just read.
在旧约里面有一个很有名的人，就是大卫。
In the Old Testament time, is a very famous person. He's called David.
圣经说他是合乎神心意的人。
But the Bible says he's the one who runs after the will of God.
在新约里面提到许多的教会。
In the New Testament time, it mentions many churches.
在耶路撒冷的教会。
The church in Jerusalem.
在以弗所的教会。
In churches in Ephesus.
在哥罗西的教会。
Church in Colossae.
在老底家的教会。
Laodicea.
所以我们看见讲了这么多教会的时候
And we see that if there's so many churches are mentioned,
我们可以找到有一个教会是合乎神心意的。
We see that there's one church that is satisfied to the will of God.
腓拉帖菲的确是 the church after God's heart. 的确确是 合乎神心意的教会。
Philadelphia is the church after the will of God.
那今天我们就用两堂的时间，我们一同来看为什么腓拉铁菲教会乃是合乎神心意的。
So today we will take two sessions to take a look at why Philadelphia is after the will of God.
那首先我们要知道说，腓拉铁菲原来是小亚细亚七个教会里面的一个。
Philadelphia, the church is in. It was one of the seven churches in Asia Minor.
所以当约翰写启示录的时候
，So when John wrote Revelation,
特别是在主日，他在巴摩海岛上。
On that Lord's morning, he was in the island of Patmos.
结果我们知道他大概是因为怀念。
So we think that he probably missed the churches.
他一定因为在他自由的时候，他一定和众圣徒在主日的时候一同来到主的桌子跟前。
So while he had his freedom, he must have come to the bread and the cup with the saints.
现在他被充军到巴摩海岛。
Now he was sent away to the island.
到了主日的时候，他当然怀念。他的弟兄们。
Of course, on the Sunday morning, he will remember his brothers.
所以大概当他再回过头去，是想念各个教会不同的情形的时候。
So when he looks back to remember the different conditions of the churches.
结果神他受圣灵的感动。
And he was touched by the Holy Spirit.
结果他就听见有一个声音说，他应该把他所看见的。应该要写在书上。
So he heard a voice to record what he heard on the book.
那么就寄给当时小亚细亚的七个教会。
And then sent the letter to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
那么那个如果天气好的话，约翰能够看到以弗所的海岸线。
So if the weather is good, John would be able to see the coastline of Ephesus.
所以他想到以弗所的教会。
So he remembered the church in Ephesus.
然后士美拿的教会。
Smyrna.
然后别加摩的教会。
Pergamos.
然后推亚推拉的教会。
And then church in Thyatira.
然后撒迪。
And then church in Sardis.
然后呢，腓拉铁菲。
And then Philadelphia.
最后呢，是老底家。
And then Laodicea.
那么，当他怀念这些教会的时候。
So when he remembers these churches.
后来你看，从主的七封书信大概看得出来。
You see from the seven letters of the Lord, you can see this.
这七个教会居然有五个已经老化了。
Five out of the seven churches have already gone aged.
因为约翰曾经看见过教会诞生。
Because John saw the church was born.
现在已经快到第一个世纪的末了。
So when we come to the end of the first century.
结果约翰在这七个教会里面，你看见有五个。需要悔改的。
So John sees that five out of the seven churches needs to repent.
那么在这个七个教会里面。
So in these seven churches.
士美拿没有责备，对于士美拿主没有责备。
The Lord did not place a blame on Smyrna.
对于腓拉铁菲主也没有责备。
So did Philadelphia.
但是对于腓拉铁菲，我们的主反而称赞。
But the Lord praised the church in Philadelphia.
所以讲到当时第一个世纪。众教会的光景。
So when we come to look at the church's condition in the first century,
那么圣灵特别选择了七个教会。
The Holy Spirit selected seven churches.
连以弗所曾经是成熟的教会。
The church in Philadelphia once was the mature church.
结果我们知道他竟然从起初的爱坠落下来。
But we know that he has fallen away from the first love.
所以主说，你要回想你从哪里坠落的，并且要悔改。
So remember where you have fallen and repent.
要行起初所行的事。
And do the first works.
你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place.
那么我们知道，今天这个灯台已经从以弗所挪去了。
We know that this lampstand has been already removed today.
今天如果你到以弗所。
If you go to Ephesus today,
你所看到的是中东最完整的一片的废墟。
You will see the most complete
the
preserved of land of ruin in the Middle East.
那这个就是它是 archaeological site， 它是一个考古区。
It's an archaeological site.
那这是个最完整的考古区。
So this is the most complete site.
所以你仍旧能够看到那个时候，你仍旧你可以看到那个时候。 暴动的戏园，你还记得吗？那个保罗，那个保罗那个是在以弗所的时候，他们不是起了暴动吗？那么那个戏园还到现在还在。
Do you remember that while Paul was there, there was a riot? You can still see that Peter was.
今天保罗走过的大理石的街也能还仍旧存在。
The marble street that Paul once walked is still there.
问题就是金灯台已经不见了。
But the problem is that the golden lampstand is not there.
所以主的话是非常非常准确。
So the word of the Lord is very precise.
在保罗的时候。
At the time of Paul,
以弗所教会真的达到了属灵的高峰。
The church of Ephesus has reached the pinnacle point of spiritual
condition. 所以保罗能够把最高的启示给了以弗所的教会。
So Paul was able to give the highest revelation to the church in Ephesus.
但是曾几何时，我们知道说，以弗所居然从一个最高峰坠落下来。
But we know that the Ephesian church has fallen.
所以主要以弗所教会悔改。
So the Lord wants the church to repent.
主要别加摩悔改。
He wants Smyrna to repent.
主要推亚推拉悔改。
And he wants the Thyatira to repent.
主要撒底悔改。
To Sardis to repent.
主要老底加悔改。
He also wants Laodicea to repent.
那我们常常想，悔改的道应该是对于不信的人讲的。
So we think that the message of repentance was spoken to the unbeliever.
但这些话乃是对于教会讲。
But these words are spoken to the church.
本来应该罪人是叩救主的门，叩罪人的门。
The unbeliever will knock on the door of the sinner.
结果罪人应该把门打开了，接受耶稣基督做救主。
So the sinner should open his door and receive Jesus as Savior.
结果主也在这里叩门。
And the Lord also is knocking on the door.
他叩竟然是教会的门。
He's knocking on the door of the church.
若有两三个人奉主的名聚集，主的同在应该在他们中间。
If two or three gathered in the Lord's name, the presence of the Lord should be in them.
主应该在里面，主应该在外边。
The Lord should be within them, but not outside.
结果主居然在门外叩门。
But the Lord is outside knocking.
表面上牌子是教会的牌子。
On the surface we see a church.
但是主不在里面。
But the Lord is not in there.
主反而在门外叩门。
The Lord is on the other hand outside knocking.
所以我们就能想到在第一个世纪，不要等到二十世纪，在第一世纪你看教会的光景就是这样的光景。
So you don't have to wait until the 20th century. Even in the first century you see that condition.
但虽然如此，
Even that,
弟兄姊妹，有一个教会是合乎神心意。
There is that one church who follows the heart of the Lord.
当你读到这七个教会光景的时候
，When you read the seven conditions of the church,
也许以弗在小亚细亚，以弗所可能是最早的。
Even in Asia Minor, Ephesus was the first one.
然后接着腓立比还有其他的教会。
And then Philadelphia and others.
但是等到好像以弗所教会从最高峰坠落下来的时候。
But it seems that when the church of Ephesus fallen from the highest point.
你看见腓立比教会居然能够仍旧忠心地向前。
You see that the church of Philadelphia is still able to press forward.
所以我们要问说。
So we need to ask.
到底腓立比它的秘诀在哪里
？What is the secret of Philadelphia?
为什么腓立比乃是合乎主心意的教会
？Why is Philadelphia after the hearts of the Lord?
一点都不错，这是指着教会最早期的时候代表。众教会的七个教会，小亚细亚的七个教会。
These seven churches represent the earliest churches in Asia Minor.
那但是不要忘记。
But don't forget this.
因为启示录到底是一本预言的书。
The book of Revelation is a prophecy book.
主说念这书上的预言的。
The Lord says, whoever reads these prophecies.
和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。
And keep these things which are written in it are blessed.
所以我们知道这个书上所充满的乃是预言。
So we know that this book is filled with prophecy.
我们如果念二章三章，我们是有福的。
And if we read chapter two or three, we're blessed.
因为启示录基本上是预言。
Because basically, the book of Revelation is a prophecy.
所以讲到写信给七个教会的时候。
So when we say that writing letter to the seven churches.
主怎么说呢？
So how did the Lord
你要把你所看见的。
You need to what you see.
那就是第一章所告诉我们。
So that's in what chapter one says.
然后现在的事比将来必要的事。
And then the things that are to come.
所以第二章第三章一面是现在的事一面也是将来必成的事
Chapter 2 and 3 on one hand is the present thing and then is also the future thing.
所以这七个教会当时的七个教会
So the seven churches are there at the time
是约翰写书信的时候现在的事
It was present when the time he wrote the letter
但是这七封书信的七个教会也是个预言
But also the seven churches are prophecies
也讲到将来必成的事
It speaks to the things that are to come
所以当我们读这七个教会的时候
So when we read these seven churches
一面给我们看一下当初的七个教会
On one hand we see the seven churches at the time
但是另外一方面你也看见这是预言中的教会
And then on the other hand you see the seven churches in prophecy
你回过头去看教会历史的时候
When you look back into church history
你发现里面有的预言已经应验
And you will see that some of the prophecies are already being fulfilled
我们怎么知道呢
How do we know this?
当你读这七个教会的时候
When we read the seven churches
这七封教会书信有四封都是讲到主的再来
Four of the seven letters speaks of the Lord's return.
Thyatira 讲了主的再来。
And Thyatira speaks of.
撒底讲了主的再来。
Sardis speaks of.
腓勒帖菲讲了主的再来。
Philadelphia spoke of.
老底嘉讲了主的再来。
And Laodicea speaks of his return.
那这什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
让我们举一个很简单的例子。
We'll raise one simple example.
就说主对腓勒帖菲教会说。
The Lord said to Philadelphia.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour.
这里有一个背提的应许。
There is a promise of rapture.
这个背提的应许，特别是给腓勒帖菲教会。
This promise of rapture was given to the church in Philadelphia.
特别是给腓勒帖菲教会里面遵守主忍耐道的人。
Especially for those who kept his commandment to persevere.
意思是说，他们不需要经过大灾难。
So that means they don't have to go through the great tribulation.
普天下人受试炼的时候，他们可以免去试炼。
So they will be spared of that trial when everybody goes through that.
所以这个应许是给腓勒帖菲教会的应许。
So this promise was given to Philadelphia.
我们知道神的应许从来没有落空的。
We know that the promises of God can never go empty.
如果这里腓勒帖菲教会直指的第一个世纪的教会的话
If this Philadelphia is speaking of that church in the first century
我们要在第一个世纪那大灾难并没有来到
We know that there is no great tribulation in the first
century 这个普天下受试炼乃是等到主要回来的时候
When all the people are trialed is the time when the Lord is returned
最可信在主回来以前
This is before the Lord's return
在大灾难临到全世界的时候
This is at the time of trial whenCome upon the
world. 你看见那个时候腓勒帖菲还在。
You see, at that time, Philadelphia is still there.
所以现在我们就明白了。
So then we understand.
原来这七个教会是指着当时的七个教会。
The seven churches point to the seven churches at the
time. 七个地方的教会来说。
Seven local churches.
但是不要忘记，现在圣灵也用这个七个教会。
But then the Holy Spirit uses these seven churches.
给我们看见这两千年来。
To show us these past 2,000 years. From John's point, that was the future thing.
所以我们知道原来这七个教会乃是代表七个教会七个乃是教会历史里面的七个乃是代表里面的七种不同的情形
So that seven churches represent seven different conditions of the church history.
以弗所别施美拿别加摩
Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamum
已经走入历史了
was already in the history.
因为以弗所所代表的乃是使徒时代的教会
What Ephesus represent is the apostle time.
那以弗所是放松的意思
Ephesus means to relax.
所以在那个时候的教会已经慢慢开始放松了。
So at that time, the church is already relaxing.
那接着第二世纪跟第三世纪。
And then you come to the second and the third.
那就是施美拿教会的时代。
And then you see Smyrna.
施美拿是没药的意思。
And Smyrna means myrrh.
Myrrh. 所以施美拿的教会乃是受苦的教会。
So this church in Smyrna is to suffer.
他要受患难十日。
And he has to go through tribulation 10 days.
这意思就是说，在罗马帝国的时候，教会要经过十次大的逼迫。
That is to say, the church will go through 10 big persecution.
然后到了第四个世纪、第五个世纪的时候。
You come to the fourth and the fifth century.
那么别加摩，别加摩的意思就是结婚的意思。
Pergamus means to marry.
你看见说，君士坦丁堡接受了基督教做国教。
You see that Constantine has received.Christianity as a national religion.
教会跟世界就结婚了。
So then, state is married, world is married to the church.
然后接下来的。
than to follow.
就是推亚推拉教会。
Is Thyatira.
那推亚推拉教会呢，是代表教会黑暗的时候的教会。
And Thyatira represents the dark hours of the church.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道教会经过 dark age？ 我们怎么知道？
How do we know that the church went through a dark age？
我感谢主。
I thank
你看见，因为对于推亚推拉教会的圣者。
For the overcomers in Thyatira,
主怎么说呢？
What does the Lord say?
28节他说，
In verse 28,
我又要把晨星赐给他。
And I will give him the morning star.
晨星是什么时候出现？
So when does the morning star show up?
乃是天最黑的时候。
It's when the darkest hour.
现在天还没有亮。
The sky is not yet light.
在天亮以前，那个时候天是最黑的。
Before the brightness, that's the darkest moment.
是人最疲倦的时候。
It's most tiring time.
是人最不容易惊醒的时候。
It's the hardest time for you to be awake.
是伸手不见五指的时候。
When you stretch out your hand, you can't see your fingers.
就在那个时候，晨星出现了。
It's that time you see the morning star.
所以可见推亚推拉的教会。
So you see the church in Thyatira.
乃是教会历史里面教会最黑暗的时候。
It's the darkest age of the church history.
那么等到撒底。
So when you go to Sardis.
撒底是余数 remnant 的意思。
Sardis means remnant.
弟兄姊妹，结果你看见了神为着他的子民还留下7000人没有向巴黎屈膝。
And so the Lord has reserved 7,000 who has not kneeled to bow.
那如果你读到这里撒底的时候。
So when you read Sardis.
你就很清楚那个时候神在16世纪的时候。
In the 16th century.
神就借着马丁路德借着加尔文借着词汇力就把我们这些人从巴比伦就带回了耶路撒冷。
The Lord through Luther, through Calvin, he brought us back.
所以撒底乃是特别执着十六世纪以后教会被改教会被恢复到神旨意的那一段的时间。
Sardis means that the 16th century, the church was restored to its condition.
那在主回来以前，
so before the Lord returns,
是老底家的教会，
is the time of Laodicea.
是不冷不热的情形，
is lukewarm condition.
主说我巴不得你或冷，巴不得你很热。
And the Lord said, I'd rather you be either hot or cold.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热。
And you're like lukewarm water, neither cold or hot.
所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So I will spit you out.
对于以弗所教会说要把你灯台挪去。
To the church in Ephesus, he said, I will remove your lampstand.
对于老底家说我要把从我口中把你吐出去。
And in Laodicea, he says, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
所以在主回来以前。
So before the Lord returns.
教会的光景乃是老底家的光景是所代表的。
The church condition is represented by Laodicea.
所以在这里给我们看见推亚推拉撒底菲勒铁菲老底家一直要维持到主回来。
So Sardis, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea will remain.
所以我们千万不要想去改变推亚推拉。
So let's not try to change Laodicea.
我们也不可能去改变撒底。
We can't change Sardis.
我们也不可能改变老底家。
We can't change Laodicea.
也因为他们一直要维持到主再来。
Because they will remain until he returns.
所以是很清楚的弟兄姊妹。
So this is very clear.
在主回来以前。
Before he returns.
你看见有腓勒铁菲的教会，有推亚推拉的教会。
You would see the church in Thyatira.
那个就是黑暗时期，教会经过黑暗时期一直到现在还保留的那个情形。
This is the condition that stayed over from the darkest age.
然后也有撒底的教会。
There's also the church in Sardis.
有腓勒铁菲。
In Philadelphia.
还有老底家。
And also Laodicea.
所以这什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
很明显，主给我们看见。
And the Lord shows us.
在主回来以前。
Before he returns.
教会有四种的道路。
There are four ways of the church.
到底哪一条路是主所喜悦的呢？
Which one is the Lord? He satisfies.
今天我们是不是可以走推亚推拉教会的路呢？
Can we walk on the path of Thyatira?
如果你像盖恩夫人一样没有知识，那是另外一件事。
And if you're like
Madame Gill,
you don't have much knowledge, then that's fine.
那他仍旧可以拜玛利亚，我们知道说他良心是平安的。
She also worshipped Mary, but her conscience was clean.
他没有知识，他没有看见。
She doesn't know. She doesn't have that.
但如果今天你我看见了
，But if you and I sees that today,
你就没有可能仍旧留在推亚推拉的里面。
You cannot remain in Thyatira.
所以当我们看见这四条道路的时候
，When we see these four paths,
我们知道说很好。毫无疑问的
we can say this without question.
主把一条路给我们看。
The Lord give us a way.
那条道路就是腓立帖腓的道路。
And that is the way in Philadelphia.
因为腓立帖腓乃是弟兄相爱。
And then Philadelphia means brotherly love.
腓立帖腓就是弟兄相爱的意思。
That means brotherly love.
那不止如此。
So not only that.
在这七个教会里面。
In these seven churches.
只有腓立帖腓没有责备。
The Lord did not blame Philadelphia.
反而他受到称赞。
The Lord also praised him.
在两点上，我们的主，我在两点上，腓立帖腓受到称赞。
The Lord praised him on two things.
第一，主说我已经爱你了。
And the Lord said, I have loved you.
在七个教会里面，只有腓立帖腓主说我已经爱你了。
Only this church in Philadelphia, the Lord said, I have loved you.
但是怎么爱的呢？
So how does the Lord love?
他在什么人面前说我已经爱你呢？
Who does the Lord say this to?
原来在腓立帖腓教会里面有一种光景。
There is one condition in Philadelphia.
那么这个情形叫腓立帖腓有了在腓立帖腓有了难处。
And then it gives difficulties in the church.
这腓立帖腓的难处在哪里呢？
So what is the difficulty?
就是有撒旦议会自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人。
And those synagogue of Satan who calls them Jews but they are not.
这是腓立帖腓教的难处。
That is the difficulty in Philadelphia.
其实这不只是腓立帖腓教的难处。
And that is not just the problem in Philadelphia.
你如果读七个教会的话，
if you read the seven churches,
这几乎是普遍的难处。
This is almost a common difficulty.
为什么呢？
So why?
因为很明显的，你读到尼格拉党的教训。
When you read the teachings of Nicolaitans.
那么什么叫尼格拉党的教训呢？
So what is the teaching of Nicolaitans?
起头只是行为。
At the beginning, it's just actions.
后来就变成教训了。
And then it turns into a teaching.
尼格是征服的意思。
Nico means to conquer.
拉是平民的意思。
Law means common people.
所以征服平民，这就是尼格拉党的意思。
So the teaching of Nicolaitans is to conquer the common people.
本来我们都是弟兄。
In the beginning, we're all brothers.
我们每一个人都是祭司。
We're all priests.
我们与神之间没有居间的祭司。
Between us and God, there is no middle person.
结果你看见在教会里面有一个居间阶级就产生。
And then you see a clergy class.
结果有一般的平民。
And then you see a group of
在这一般平信徒与神之间就多了一个居间的阶级。
In between the common believer and God, there is a clergy.
最早的时候，大家都是弟兄。
At the beginning, we're all brothers.
我们大家都是祭司。
We're all priests.
都应该直接来到神的面前。
We can come directly to the Lord.
但是慢慢的，经过慢慢教会演变的结果。
And then slowly as the church evolves.
本来在擘饼聚会的时候。
At the breaking of bread meeting.
我们的主邀请我们来他的桌子面前。
The Lord invites us to the table.
我们都是被邀请。
We're all invited.
在擘饼聚会里面没有一个人是主人。
There is no master in that meeting.
是我们的主自己是那个主人。
The Lord himself is the master.
是他亲自把饼擘开，也亲自递给我们。
He himself break the bread and give us the cup.
所以谁来把饼擘开，谁把饼杯递出去呢？
So who breaks the bread and delivers the cup?
谁可以为饼杯祝福呢？
Who can bless the bread and the cup?
只要任何一位弟兄受圣灵的感动，都可以这样做。
Any brother was moved by the Holy Spirit.
这个礼拜也许是你，下个礼拜也许是他。
This week may be you, next week someone
else. 因为我们都是被邀请。
We are all invited.
我们不能说谁比谁大。
We can't say I'm greater than someone
else. 我们都是最小的。
We're the smallest.
我们都是被邀请。
We're all invited.
我们都是客人。
We're all guests.
我们最多不过是招待的。
At best, we're ushers.
当然，饼和杯一定有人能把它递出去的。
Of course, the bread and cup has to be sent.
但是我们每次擘饼祷，我们每次求祝福祷告的时候。
But every time we bless the bread and the cup.
我们都是祷告说主啊，求你亲自为我们擘开你的饼。
We say that Lord, you break the bread yourself.
你亲手递给我们。
You hand us that.
我们每一个人都从你的手里面接过来。
We will receive from your hands.
但是慢慢的。
But slowly.
像在罗马的教会。
You see it in church in Rome.
你看见在罗马的教会里面，你看在罗马的教会里面。
In the church of Rome.
在罗马的教会里面，你看见的情形就是那个时候有46个长老。
You will see that there are 46 elders.
结果呢，他们觉得这46个长老里面应该有一个是长老的长老。
They think that out of these 46 elders, there should be one leader.
本来建筑就是长老，长老就是建筑。
The overseer is elder. Elder is.
现在这个长老的长老就变成建筑了。
So the chief of the elders become the overseer.
所以谁来祝福饼杯呢？
So who is to bless the bread and
the cup? 他既然代表基督。
If he represents Christ,
所以他当然就要 要来祝福这个饼和杯。
Of course, he will break and send
the cup. 所以他就来到主的桌子面前。
So he will go to the table.
他就把饼和杯拿起来了。
So he will raise the bread and the cup.
慢慢他们就发现了。
And then they found.
如果这个饼和杯是主的身体和他的血。
If the bread and the cup is his body and his blood,
那这不就代表祭物吗？
And that will represent a sacrifice.
如果代表祭物的话，
If that is the sacrifice,
那么现在谁拿着祭物呢？
Who holds that sacrifice?
那一定祭司拿着祭物。
And the priest holds that sacrifice.
那如果这个是祭物，那么摆祭物那个桌子是什么呢？
If that is the sacrifice, then what is the table holding the sacrifice?
就变成祭坛了。
That becomes the altar.
那么这一部分在这个整个聚会厅的这一部分是什么呢？
So this portion of the meeting hall becomes.
那当然就变成圣所。
It becomes the temple.
那么整个大的聚会会听呢？就是 sanctuary.
The sanctuary, what does that become?
那么然后现在整个大厅呢？
So what does the sanctuary become?
就变成圣殿了。
It becomes the temple.
犹太教有圣殿。
In Judaism, there's
现在我们也有圣殿。
Now we also have.
犹太教有祭司。
Judaism has.
我们也有祭司。
We also have.
犹太教有立位人。
The Judaism has.
我们有执事。
We have.
犹太教有祭司。
They have.
那么我们就有了长老。
We have elders.
所以长老通通变成祭司了。
So elders become priests.
那么弟兄姊妹，那么那个监督呢，就变成大祭司。
So the overseer become the great priest.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
曾几何时，怎么回事？为什么教会居然犹太教化了呢？
So what happened? Why does the church?Judaized.
你看见吗？这就是尼格拉党的行为和他的教训。
This is the deed and the teaching of
the Nicolaitans. 慢慢，你看见这些祭司们，慢慢慢慢就变成人与神之间的居间的阶级。
So slowly you see that they become the middle person between God and man.
起头他们还有他们自己的职业。
At the beginning they have their jobs.
后来慢慢不可以有职业了。
And slowly they don't have jobs anymore.
因为他们应该是专一的侍奉神。
Then they become dedicated servants.
起头他们还结婚，现在连结婚都不可以了。
At the beginning they can marry, but now they cannot.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、
这就是教会慢慢慢慢走到黑暗时期而有的情形。
This is the condition we see in the dark age.
那不止如此。
So not only.
而且我们知道，慢慢慢慢就这些祭司们就穿上了祭司的袍子。
These priests put on garments.
现在你看见犹太教跟所谓的基督教没有什么两样。
You see that Christianity today is no different from Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 在士美拿教会，
in the Church of Smyrna，
在腓立帖腓教会，
in Philadelphia，
尤其这两个教会，
in these two churches，
都没有被责备的。
The Lord did not blame them.
他们受到那个犹太人的搅扰是特别大的。
And they were disturbed greatly by Judaism.
这些人就是要把教会犹太教化。
And they want to turn the church into Judaism.
但是感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
因为腓立帖腓是弟兄彼此相爱的缘故。
Because Philadelphia is brotherly love.
我们都是祭司。
We're all priests.
在神与我们之间没有居间的阶级。
And there is no clergy class in between.
我们都是基督身体里面的肢体。
We're all bodies of Christ.
每不是几个肢体在那动，每个肢体都应该在那里动。
Not just a few body moves, but every member of the body.
所以明白吗？如果教会是基督身体的话，
if the church is the body of
Christ, 不是只有几个人侍奉主，我们去爱世界去，不是。
Not only a few of us serve the Lord, then the rest love the world.
所以在这里给我们看见。
So we see this.
腓立帖腓有一种的光景。
Philadelphia has a condition.
那个光景叫我们的主非常的满意。
The Lord is greatly satisfied.
所以他说，那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，那是说谎话的。
The synagogue of Satan, they are Jews, but they're not, but lie.
我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet.
本来他们是教会的难处。
At the beginning, there are the difficulties of.
但是慢慢慢慢的，我们的神要做一件，主要做一件事。
But slowly, the Lord is to do something.
要叫这些在教会里面把教会犹太化的。
The Lord want to take those people who Judaized.
结果要叫这些人 在你脚前下拜。
He will make them come and worship before your feet.
这什么意思，弟兄？
What does that mean?
这个不就是约瑟的故事吗？
Isn't this the story of Joseph?
你记不记得约瑟不是被逼迫吗？
Do you remember that Joseph was persecuted?
他们的弟兄把他卖掉了。
His brothers sold him.
结果最后神让他们叫他们众弟兄在他脚前下拜。
But God at the end caused his brothers to worship before him.
这就是约瑟当时的梦，你记得吗？
So do you remember his dream?
后来不就是约瑟。后来约瑟的梦不是果真实现了吗？
Isn't that dream realized at the end?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
虽然这一班弟兄们被误会了，
Even though these group of brothers and sisters,
菲勒教会是被误会的教会，
Philadelphia was misunderstood.
在别的教会里面你看见有尼格拉党的教训和行为，
In other churches you see the deeds and the teachings of Nicolaitans.
在别的教会里面你看见有犹太人的搅扰，
In other churches you see the disturbance of Judaism.
这是一般的情形，
That's a common.
但是因为菲勒切菲的教会陶主的喜悦，
But because Philadelphia is
satisfy the heart of the Lord. 他们说我们都是弟兄。
They say we're all brothers.
我们都是基督身上的肢体。
We're all members of his body.
我们都是主宝血买回来的。
We're all bought by his blood.
主的宝血买回来有多少人就有多少个是祭司。
How many ever sinners he brought back, we're all priests.
所以你看见说当他们维持教会见证的时候。
We see that when they maintain the testimony of
the church, 这些曾经把他们卖过的人，
and those who sold them,
这些曾经拒绝过他们的人，
those who once rejected them,
主说我要让他们在你脚前下拜。
The Lord said, I will make them worship before.
当全地饥荒的时候，
when the whole land was
hungry, 好像到处你不感觉到主同在的时候，
when you cannot feel the presence of the Lord,
你看见吗？他们要到你这里来得粮食。
Do you see they will come to you to get food?
换句话说，
in other words,
他们虽然外面反对你，
even though on the outside they reject you,
但他们抽屉里面的书都是菲勒铁菲所供给他们的书。
But the books in their drawers are supplied by Philadelphia.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so,
你看见吗？这是菲勒铁菲的特点。
This is the character of Philadelphia.
然后不止如此，
Not only,
我们的主说，也使他们就是这些犹太化的人。
And these,
教会犹太化的人。
And the Lord says they, those Jews,
要使他们知道。
He will let them know
我是已经爱你了。
That I have loved you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
菲勒铁菲的道路当然是我们一当走的道路。
The way of Philadelphia is of course the way we should
walk. 菲勒铁菲的道路当然是教会今天的道路。
Is of course the way of the church.
弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
你想想看，你可以被人误会，
You can be misunderstood.
你可以被人弃绝，
You can be rejected.
弟兄姊妹，你不要害怕，
But don't be afraid.
许多时候我们就怕说别人都穿鞋，只有我一个大赤脚。
Sometimes we think that other people wear shoes, but I'm barefoot.
那是不是我就错了呢？
But am I wrong?
所以弟兄姊妹，问题是你有没有主的笑脸。
And the problem is, do you have that smile of the Lord?
我们千千万万不要模仿列国的行为。
Let's not imitate others.
所以因为今天如果你不这样做，你好像慢慢就别人觉得很奇怪。
If you don't do it their way, then they will think you're strange.
但是感谢主，
But thank the
Lord. 你看见吗？因着菲勒铁菲的光景，
Because of the condition in Philadelphia,
主说我使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
The Lord said,They will know that I have loved you.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
菲勒铁菲的教会，
in the church in Philadelphia,
乃是得胜的教会，
is a church of overcomers.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know that?
本来在每个教会里面主的呼召得胜者。
And in every church the Lord calls for overcomers.
但现在菲勒铁菲整个的教会是得胜的。
The entire condition of the church in Philadelphia is overcoming.
整个团体是得胜。
This whole group is overcoming.
弟兄姊妹，为什么呢？
So why?
因为主说我必快来。
And the Lord said, I'm coming quickly.
你要持守你所有的。
Hold fast what you have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕。
That no one may take your crown.
在全本圣经里面。
In the entire Bible.
只有保罗知道他有冠冕。
Only Paul knows that he has a crown.
只有菲勒铁菲教会知道他有冠冕。
Only the church in Philadelphia knows they have a crown.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't that
这里的冠冕不是皇冠。
This is not the king's crown.
这里的冠冕是贵冠。
This is a noble crown.
No, 贵冠，这个就是 crown.
a creed.
就是在 Olympics 在这个锦标的时候、oh. 你看那个是花冠是桂冠是花冠
so in the Olympics game、you win something they will put a green on you
所以这是表示全教会都得胜的意思、
this means that the entire church is overcoming
那弟兄姊妹稀奇不稀奇、
brothers and sisters
就不止在推呀推拉呼召一个一个的得胜者、
not only he calls for individual overcoming
在沙地教会呼召一个一个的得胜者
in the church of Sardis he called individual
overcomers
in Laodicea he called for individual overcomers but before he's
returned
he wants to obtain a group of overcomers so for the entire church in Philadelphia they already have that they already overcome but they need to be careful they need to hold fast what they have and that no one may take their crown
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
在七个教会里面
in the seven churches
毫无疑问腓立帖腓教会乃是合乎神心意的
the church in Philadelphia is after the heart of the Lord
叫神心满意足的
it pleased the Lord
主怎样从天上说这是我的爱子我所喜悦
how God once said this is my beloved son whom I will please
主也对腓立帖腓说我已经爱你了
and the Lord also said to the church in Philadelphia I have
already loved you 但愿你要持守我必快来你要持守你所有的
I am coming quickly hold fast what you have
免得人夺去你的冠冕
that no one may take your crown
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
当你读了这些圣经以后
when you read these passages
我想我们再清楚不过了
it's very clear
今天当教会荒凉的时候
at the time of famine in the church
desolation 教会不是没有路的
the church is not without a way
那教会的路在哪里呢
so where is that way
我们知道前面三个教会已经到历史里面去了
we know that the first three churches have gone into history
但是今天仍旧有四个教会一直要为教主回来
there are still four churches that are remaining until his return
所以弟兄姊妹如果主恩待我们的话
so if the Lord is gracious to us
我们一定要走在主心意的道路上
we must walk on the path that's pleased to him
所以我们知道说腓立帖腓一定是教会的道路
we know that the way of Philadelphia is the way of the church
所以不管我们在哪里
so no matter where we
我们应当彼此劝勉
we need to encourage one another
但愿当全大体的教会荒凉的时候
that when the entire church is in desolation
我们愿意站我们愿意我们愿意做一个得胜者
we are willing to become an overcomer
得胜者不是一般特别的人
an overcomer is not a special people
得胜者乃是当大体教会失败的时候
an overcomer is when the general church fails
这些人能够站在神旨意的水平上
they are able to stand on the will of the Lord
弟兄姊妹神的见证乃是在这一般人的身上
the testimony of God is in them
所以弟兄姊妹如所以因为这个缘故
so for this reason
你看见神今天呼召得胜者
and God today calls for overcomers
感谢主但愿我们能够听见主的呼召
we thank the Lord may we hear his calling
我们愿意走在这一条得胜的道路上
may we walk on that path of overcomers
但是要小心
but we need to be careful
今天腓立帖腓是我们的道路
Philadelphia is our way
但是腓立帖腓不是我们的标签
but he is not our
label,
our label.
什么时候你把腓立帖腓当作标签
whenever you place Philadelphia as your label
我们已经变成老底家了
we've already become Laodicea
你看见老底家是用他的富足来做他的标签
Laodicea uses his riches to be its label
他说我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺
see I am rich become wealthy and in need of nothing
他们拿腓立帖腓来做他们的标签
they use Philadelphia as their label
那为什么说腓立帖腓做他们的标签呢
so why do we say that
因为你知道说主怎么对腓立帖腓教会说话的
so you remember what the Lord said to Philadelphia
他说那圣洁真是拿着大卫钥匙的
he who is holy who is true has the key of David
开了就没有人能关关了就没有人能开
he who opens and no one shuts and shuts and no one opens
你知道在大卫的皇宫里面
you know that in the palace of David
有一个人他拿着一串的钥匙背在他的肩膀放在他肩膀
there is a person carrying on his shoulder a chain of keys
这就是你读到以赛亚二十二章所给我们
when you read Isaiah 22 you see that
结果这个人就拿着钥匙就把所有 这个宫殿里面的宝库通通打开了。
So this person with his keys opened all the doors to the treasure.
开了就没人能关，关了就没人能开。
He opened that door, no one shuts, and shuts, no one opens.
所以请记得，今天当主对腓立切非教会说话的时候
，Today when the Lord speaks to the church,
就是因为他们忠心的缘故。
It's because they're faithful.
神主对他们说，你这忠心的小群。
The Lord.
你这小群不要害怕
do not be afraid, little flock.
因为父乐意把他的国赐给你们
because the Father willing to give his kingdom to you.
天国是他们的
for yours is the heavenly kingdom.
所以因着这个缘故我们的主就把这我因着这个缘故你看所有大卫宫殿的宝藏通通打开了
so for this reason all the treasures in the palace of David was open.
所以在七个教会里面
so in the seven churches
就着属灵的丰富来讲
Speaking of spiritual abundance,
没有一个教会比腓立切非教会更丰富。
And there is no other church is more abundant than Philadelphia.
如果你真的读一点教会历史的话
and if you really read church history,
那一点都没有错。
That is probably this
right. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，富足乃是腓立切非的属灵的境况。
Richness is his condition.
这就是他 spiritual condition.
Spiritual condition.
所以让我们记得，今天讲到腓立切非的时候。
When we speak of Philadelphia,
它是丰富的
and its abundance,
而且它属灵的状况是丰富的
and his spiritual condition is abundant.
但是请记得，摩西虽然他脸上发光，从山上下来
please remember that when Moses returned from the mountain, his face is glowing.
他不知道他自己脸上发光
but he doesn't know that his face is glowing.
那腓立切非的光景是如此
so that is the condition in Philadelphia.
他是最富有的
he is the most abundant.
神的确倾倒了属天所有的富库，你看见整个天国的丰富都装在腓立切非里面。
You see that the entireAbundance of the heavenly places was poured on Philadelphia.
这是他们属灵的境况。
That is their spiritual condition.
但什么时候他们一知道自己富足了
But whenever they realize that they're rich.
结果他们说我们是腓立切非。
They say we are Philadelphia.
他们已经从腓立切非堕落出来。
And at the time they've already fallen from Philadelphia.
他们的冠冕已经被别人夺去了。
Their crown has already been taken away by others.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters,
腓立切非是我们的道路
Philadelphia is our way.
但是腓立切非不是我们的标签
but it's not our label.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹什么时候你说我们是腓立切非
whenever you say we are Philadelphia,
我们是教会
we are church.
别人都是公会
everyone else is not.
别人都是宗派
they're traditional.
你要想
Denomination.
所以你要很小心
you need to be very
你看见说你自己也变成宗派
whenever you say that you become a denomination
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our eyes.
今天教会不是没有路的
the church is not without a way
但是问题在这里
but this is the
今天我们是不是合乎神的心意
are we after the hearts of the Lord
我们是不是来维持主自己的见证
are we here to maintain his testimony
我们是不是都是弟兄
are we all brothers
现在我们是每一个身体当肢体都在那里活动呢
is every member of their body is activated
还是教会里面就一般人专门来侍奉
is it just one small group of people、
working? 让这些长老执事让他们去侍奉
and let the elders and deacons let them、
work. 让我们来爱世界
and let us go love the world
亲爱的弟兄姊妹现在你明白吗
do you understand that
我常常有的时候听见别人讲道的时候
Sometimes when I hear other preach,
他说我们传道人
I say we preachers.
弟兄姊妹，我听见全身都不舒服。
When I hear that, I just itch.
你看见传道人怎么会变成一个居间的阶级呢
？How can a preacher become a special class?
我们个个都是为主说话的。
All of us speaks for the Lord.
有的说的多一点，有的说的少一点。
We speak more or less.
每一个人都是祭司。
But all of us are preachers.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget, brothers.
这不是在教会里有一般人专门讲道的。
Not in the church, there's a group of speakers.
有一般人。专门服侍的
There's a group to serve.
不错教会里面是有长老是有执事
True, there are elders and deacons.
他们是成全我们来服侍
And they help us to serve.
他们不是包办的
They're not there to do all things.
他们乃是成全众弟兄姊妹往前去的
They help others to first
你千万不要说什么事情我们爱世界就可以了
You say, we don't care, we just love the Lord.
教会总是有人来做事的
The church will be somebody working.
弟兄姊妹你在创造居间阶级
brothers and sisters, you're creating
every
one of us needs to come before
弟兄姊妹,
the Lord.
感谢主, 有一般弟兄们在哪里, 比我们更劳苦,
there is a group of brothers and sisters who toil and labor more than us.
圣经明明告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
那些长老们, 特别是那些做长老的,
those elders,
我们应该格外地尊敬他们,
we need to show them more respect.
因着他们为着教会, 他们在地上有了很多财务的损失,
because for the sake of the church, they lost much in the world.
他们如果在, 他们经商的话, 也许应该做, 应该可以赚更多的钱,
and if they do business, they can make more money.
但是为着教会里,
but for the sake of the church, and they take their time.
当然他们有他们的损失,
of course, they have their loss.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
他们只是成全我们,
and they will 是带着我们做的, they will lead you.
所以弟兄姊妹, 他们不是包办,
they're not there to do your part.
不是manipulate, 他们不是把整个就拿去了, 没有的,
they're not just doing.
他们就像什么呢? 他们就像盖房子的时候,
they're like when you're building a house.
你看你房子不是有音架吗?
You see a framework?
Yeah, 外面的音架, 等到房子盖好了, 音架可以拿走。
You see that when you build the house, the covering of the house can be removed.
所以等到教会真的成熟的时候,
so when the church is matured,
你看见人就是做长老弟兄人就做长老, 执事人就是执事,
the elders elder, the deacons are deacons.
但是你看现在全教会,
but you see that the entire church has its function.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so that is the church of Philadelphia.
什么叫菲勒铁菲呢?
What is the Philadelphia?
我们都是弟兄,
we're all brothers.
弟兄彼此相爱,
brothersly love each other.
我们不止在基督的脚前,
not only we're in the feet of the Lord,
我们也在我们弟兄的脚前,
we're also before the feet of our brothers.
我们互相做集体,
we're members of the body.
我们彼此供应,
we supply one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
所以我们个个都是祭司,
all of us are,
在我们一处之间, 没有任何居间的阶级,
there is no one in between us and God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
教会历史里面许多居间的阶级,
in the church of history, there are many clergy,
就是因为一般的弟兄姊妹懒惰,
and there is a group of brothers and sisters,
他们爱世界,
they love the world,
他们不读圣经,
they don't read the Bible,
他们让有一般人替他们读圣经,
and they let a group of people read the Bible for them.
所以慢慢慢慢的居间阶级就产生,
so slowly you see the clergy class.
慢慢慢慢教会就有,
and then the church is Judaized.
但是请我们记得,
but please remember,
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
今天, Philadelphia是我们的道路,
Philadelphia is our way.
但是Philadelphia不是我们的标签,
but Philadelphia is not our label.
感谢主弟兄,
we thank the Lord.
我们不敢用Philadelphia来做我们的标签,
we dare not use Philadelphia as our label.
如果你读教会历史的话,
if you read the church history,
你知道的的确确, 我们知道, 读的教会历史, 当然你看见推拉推拉的情形,
and of course you see the condition in Tiatira,
你也看见撒底的情形,
and you see the conditions in
Sardis, 你也看见老底家的情形,
you see the condition in Laodicea.
如果你仔细读教会历史,
if you read church history,
尤其是18世纪的时候,
especially in the 18th century,
特别在德国,
especially in Germany,
你看见神界的一位弟兄叫辛辛道夫,
you see a brother who's called Sinsendorf.
结果你看见在他所在的地方有一个村子叫做守望村, Hanhut.
You see a village that he's at is called Hanhut.
一直到今天那个村子还在,
the village is still there today.
本来是一大片的森林,
used to be a forest.
结果呢, 那个时候有一批的难民, 有一批基督徒难民, 他们被逼迫的缘故, 从捷克拉斯拉夫那一带就逃到了东德。
Because they're persecuted, a group of Christian refugees from Czechoslovakia flee to that region. So Sinsendorf received them.
然后他们就在一起聚会,
so they meet together.
有一般的弟兄姊妹, 他们从摩尔维亚来的,
a group of brothers, they came from Moravia.
这就是捷克斯拉夫, Moravian, 他们是Moravian, 是Moravia,
they come from Moravia.
我们知道说整个的捷克斯拉夫, 这个西边是Bohemia, 东边可以说是Moravia.
In Czechoslovakia, in the east was Bohemia, in the west is Moravia.
所以我们知道这些人, 不管他是Bohemian 或者是Moravian, 中文翻译摩尔维亚, 这一般的弟兄们, 他们就逃难, 就逃, 躲到哪里, 就到了东德。
No matter who they are, they flee to eastern Germany.
结果我们在那个村子里面，你看见有许多基督徒在一起聚会。
So you see in that village there are many Christians gathered.
有了摩尔维亚的弟兄。
And you have brothers from.
有路德会的弟兄。
You're from Luther.
有敬虔派的弟兄。
Who are
Pietist. 还有改革中的弟兄们 Reform.
Reformers.
还有 Anabaptist, 还有崇敬派的弟兄。
They're Baptists.
你看见吗？他们通通在一起。
They're all together.
起头的时候他们彼此相爱。
In the beginning, they loved each other.
起头的时候他们读诗篇八十四篇。
In the beginning, they read Psalm 84.
结果他们终于找到家了。
And then finally, they find a home.
但是五年以后他们怎么说呢？
And then 5 years later, what
they say? 他们这里是索多玛和俄摩拉。
They said this is Sodom and Gomorrah.
有的人说他们要离开那里。
Some will say we'll leave.
结果弟兄姊妹，我们知道新兴道夫是个认识基督，教会是基督身体的。
We know that Sinsendorf knows the church is the body of Christ.
结果他和他们一起交通。
He fellowship with them. He prayed for them.
圣灵就大大的做工。
And the Holy Spirit worked mightily.
结果就带进了一个空前的复兴。
And then he's brought in a great revival.
那么那一次的复兴对于教会有很大很大的影响。
That revival influenced the church greatly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你看见那一次教会的复兴，
you see that revival.
虽然大家有不同的背景。
People have different backgrounds.
现在他们能够彼此相爱。
They can love one another.
弟兄姊妹，那个光景就是腓立特碑的情形。
And that is the condition in Philadelphia.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故，你看见吗？他们在主面前有他们在主面前，那个时候就开始了一个守望的祷告。
They have a watchful prayer.
那么叫做 prayer of vigil.
Prayer of vigil.
所以讲到这个经就是24小时的祷告。
So they pray 24 hours.
那么他们找了48个弟兄。
So they have 48 brothers and sisters.
每个人祷告半个钟头。
Everyone prays half an hour.
然后24小时从来没有间断。
So in the 24-hour cycle, there is no
ending. 他们根据旧约先知书的话。
And so they, according to the Old Testament,
他们要祷告，要守望祷告。
And they pray in vigil.
一直要等到耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
Until Jerusalem is the place of praise.
感谢主弟兄姊妹，你怎么知道那是大的复兴？
So how do you know that is a great revival?
因为那个祷告不只是维持了一天。
Because that prayer does not last one day.
不只维持了两天。
Not 2 days.
不是一年。
Not 1 year.
也不是十年。
Not 10 years.
它一直维持了一百年。
It went on for 100 years.
这一定是复兴的结果。
That is the result of a revival.
我们好几次听见这个消息。
Many times we hear.
很多弟兄姊妹说，我们也来个二十四小时进行祷告。
Brothers and say we should do the 24-hour prayer.
很多人没有维持半年就没有了。
Not half a year later they stop.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这是教会复兴的情形。
This is the condition of the church revival.
当教会复兴的时候，
when the church is revived,
他们曾经有一次。
There is once.
他们一次坐在那里唱了100首诗歌。
And they sat there and sang 100 hymns.
不要忘记，这是实实在在的事。
Don't forget.
一个接一个。
One song after another.
没有停过的。
They didn't stop.
这是圣灵工作的结果。
That is the work of.
如果是圣灵工作的话。
If the work of the.
他们二十四小时祷告不是一年。
They don't pray 24 hours.
不是两年。
Not 2 years.
不是三年。
Not 3 years.
结果一共维持了100年。
It went on for 100 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
100年以后什么事情发生？
What happened 100 years later?
那个复兴的时候是复兴的时候是1727年。
At the beginning of the revival is 1727.
一百年以后。
100 years later.
那就是1827年。
1827. After 100 years of prayer, did God listen?
神在英国就兴起了一班弟兴。
And God raised a group of brothers in England.
兴起有一位弟兄叫 Darby.
He raised a brother called Darby.
还有一位弟兄叫 Muller.
Another called Muller.
还有一位弟兄叫 Robert Chapman.
Another called Robert Chapman.
希伯门弟兄。达比丁是最会读圣经的。
Darby reads the Bible most well.
Muller 是最会祷告的。
Muller prays well.
那么那个七伯门弟兄呢是最会爱弟兄的。
The brother Robert Chapman, he loved the Lord, loved the brothers.
他就是因为他爱到一个地步，大家都知道他充满了爱。
He loved the brothers to a point we all know that he was filled with
love. 有一个人写信给他。
One person wrote a letter.
不知道他的地址。
Not knowing his address.
结果是写英国。
It says England.
然后爱的大学。
And the University of Love.
Robert Chapman.
Robert Chapman.
你相信这封信能收到他吗？
Do you think he will receive that letter?
这封信果然收到他的手里。
He received that letter.
我们今年到我们今年曾经去过他的坟墓。
This year we went to his tomb.
在他的坟墓上面就有三个字。
On the tombstone there's three words.
God is love.
神是爱，
神就是爱。那弟兄姊妹，这给我们看见说，这就是最能够代表在十九世纪。
This most represent the 19th
century. 神在英国兴起了一个很大属灵的运动。
God started a great spiritual revelation.
这个运动乃是弟兄运动。
That is the movement of the brethren.
有人称他们做弟兄会。
They call the brethren church.
这是不认识他们才称他们做弟兄会。
If you don't know them, you will call them the brethren church.
但是你看见他们的光景实在是费了天费了
光景。Their condition truly is Philadelphia.
所以请记得。
So please remember.
经过一百年的祷告。
Because of 100 years of prayer.
结果神果然做了大事。
And God did great things.
再经过一百年。
Another 100 years.
1928年的时候。
1928.
神在中国就做了奇妙的工作。
The Lord started a great work in China.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见说讲到腓勒切腓的时候。
When we speak of Philadelphia.
圣灵的工作从来没有停止过。
The work of the Spirit never stopped.
当然在弟兄运动里面有许多的失败。
Of course in the brethren movement there are many failures.
在中国也有许多的失败。
There are many failures in China.
有的已经变成老底家了。
A lot of them became Laodicea.
But
don't forget,
在主回来以前,
before the Lord's
return, 有老底家,
there are,
有撒底,
there's Sardis,
也有推亚推拉,
and there's Thyatira.
但主何等愿意,
but the Lord is willing,
让我们能够走在腓勒切腓的道路上,
that we may walk on the path of Philadelphia,
而且要持守我们所有的,
and then we to hold fast of what we have,
免得人夺去你的冠冕,
so that no one takes our crown.
在教会历史里面,
history,
教会历史明明给我们看见,
and the church history shows us,
有人曾经有过这个冠冕,
and people once had that crown,
但是很不幸的他们失去了他们的冠冕,
but unfortunately they lost that crown.
但是不是因为这个缘故,
but is it that reason,
我们就灰心了,
we fall short.
然后我们就开始我散布失败主义 fatalism.
We spread around fatalism.
不是的弟兄姊妹。
No, that.
神永远不会被打倒。
God will never be defeated.
神的见证一定要维持。
His testimony will continue.
你我失败了。
You and I can fail.
神会兴起另外一班人来。
God will raise another group of people.
第一代倒闭在旷野。
And the first generation fallen in the wilderness.
神会兴起第二代最后进到迦南。
God raised the second generation finally reached the land of Canaan.
但愿主对我们的深处说话。
So the Lord speak toward the depths of our heart. We pray.
主啊，我们再一次把这话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hand once again.
当我们在外面说的时候，我们求你在每一个人里面说。
Lord, when we speak on the outside, Lord, you speak on the inside.
尤其对在座的年轻人。
So to all the young people.
让他们知道我们为什么这样的聚集。
So that they will know why we gather like this.
让他们明白教会的道路到底在哪里。
They will know where is the way of the church.
好像年长的一代似乎迷失的时候。
It seems that the elder generation is lost.
但愿你得着年轻的一代。
And you, may you obtain.
特别在你回来以前
Before your return,
教会能够准备好
the church will be ready,
新妇能够装不是整齐
and the bride will be ready,
好迎接你的回来
so we can receive
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer, Lord,
靠主耶稣基督的圣名
In Jesus' precious name, Amen, Amen.